Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella City Council meeting in which they focused on upcoming projects. And we'll start with Caldwell Park, as the park staff is planning some very big changes to Caldwell. First of all, what was the engineering services agreement that was approved? And ultimately, what are some of the improvements that the engineer will have to try and design?
Yes, Andrew. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the city council did approve an engineering services agreement with Clinger & Associates. The amount of the agreement was for $45,000, and it was for design services for proposed improvements to Caldwell Park. And just to get the listeners up to speed, as we are planning on making improvements to Caldwell Park this year, and the improvements that we have are really three distinct phases that we have that's covered under the Clinger and Associates Design Services. A is we have proposed shelter house improvements to the Caldwell Park shelter house, and some of the items that we are talking are proposing to improve at the Caldwell Park shelter house include roof improvements, repainting of the facilities, also an upgrade to the restroom facilities that are part of the shelter house, and in addition, we're also planning to replace the slab, the main slab of the shelter house. And what the intention is we want to replace that slab with a slab that will facilitate ice skating in the wintertime. So we think that'll be a major improvement to the facility and also increase utilization of the facility during the wintertime as well. The second component that we have as far as proposed improvements is we are proposing a new skate park for Caldwell Park. And it's important for listeners to understand that we are planning on demolishing the existing skate park and actually relocating the existing skate park to a new location. And for those listeners that may be somewhat familiar with Pella, is the new location for the skate park will be in the old swimming pool area, and this would be the area that would just be just directly west of the shelter house, and it's going to be in fairly close proximity to University Street as well. But for the new skate park, we are planning on making additional improvements and having additional items on there, but it will be a new skate park for the park as well. And then for the area that is currently located, where the skate park is currently located in, is we're also proposing the addition of 6 pickleball courts for the users as well. This has been an item that's been in demand and it's been requested from the city over the years, and so with that we are planning on installing 6 pickleball courts for the park. But overall, when we look at the scope of the project, Andrew, what the city is planning on is an investment of nearly $500,000 in improvements between the shelter house, the skate park, and the additional pickleball courts down at Caldwell Park. And our timeline for making these improvements is this year, and we're hoping to have the improvements done by December 1st. Last night was the first step in the process, which was improvement approving the engineering services agreement. And hopefully, with any luck, we'll be able to bid the project sometime in June of this year.
What is the latest surrounding potential traffic signals on Washington Street at the Highway 163 interchange?
Yes, Andrew, and as you said last night, what we did do is we approved an engineering services agreement with Snyder & Associates, and the point of the agreement was for design of traffic signals at the intersection of Washington Street and Highway 163 with that. The amount of the agreement was for $55,000, and as you said, it's important for the listeners to understand in approving the agreement, we believe that as far as the construction of the traffic signals, it really is a financial issue to ultimately to construct traffic signals at that intersection is roughly about $550,000, and that influences somewhat of the timing of the project. From an engineering services agreement, we believe we could have the project ready for bid in 60 days. And if the city were to proceed entirely on its own accord and finance the project 100%, which is a total estimated cost of about $550,000, we believe we can construct the traffic signals this year yet in 2017. The dilemma is because of the high traffic counts at this interchange, it is eligible for state funding assistance. And with that, under the state grant terms with it, is we would be eligible for about 55% of the total cost of the project if we went through the state funding system. The dilemma that's facing the city as we apply for the grant project is it would be likely that the project would be pushed back until 2018. And so what was discussed last night with council after approving the agreement was is once the engineering services agreement is completed and we have a completed and plan and specs are completed from an engineering standpoint, we'll make a decision on whether we proceed entirely with the city of Pella and actually construct the project in 2017 or whether we will apply for grant funding and construct the traffic signals in 2018.
And briefly, what were some of the changes that may happen as a part of this design or as part of the design?
Yeah, as far as the design changes, we're talking about putting traffic signals out on West 15th 18th Street at the intersection of the Highway 163 eastbound off ramps and West 15th Street would be the location of the traffic signals. We're also talking about putting additional left-hand turn lanes on Washington Street as well as the exit ramps as well. So between the additional left-hand turn lanes on both Washington Street and the eastbound exit ramp that we have out there along with the traffic signals, we believe that'll definitely be an improvement to traffic flow on Washington Street, but that's all a part of the scope of the project.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.